Anti-hype on money, Uber has fallen. This article is brought to you by a Russian Telegram channel, Anti-hype on money. Follow, an analytical channel about all economic hype trends and their triggers. What happened? Uber quotes suffer a new strike. It became known the company failed to renew its license in London. As a result, stocks lose more than 4%. This is significant damage to Uber's reputation, which can put an end to the rebound of quotes. Stocks are trading near $28.3 by having stopped the growth that started since November 15 from levels near $26 up to $30.30. What really happened? Uber can continue to work in London, endless appeals are expected to come. It's known that the company has been a subject for sanctions for a long time here. Although there has been an obvious downward trend since the end of June, demand for Uber stocks has risen sufficiently since the recent failure. Trading volumes have risen sufficiently along with price increases. Removal of restrictions on the sale of stocks after entering the IPO, the lockup period, gave a strong bearish impulse to the stocks, which, however, was depleted by mid-November. The current quotes fail is rather triggered by a thin pre-market market than a signal of concern for investors. Access more than 50 of the world's financial markets directly from your Xandi account. Follow, including Nasdaq, London Stock Exchange and Tokyo Stock Exchange.